Welcome to another solo episode of Your Career Cure. This is Gail Tolstoy-Miller, and I'm so excited. Today, we're going to talk about narcissists in the workplace. Yes, that is a complaint that I hear a lot, that people are miserable because either their boss or colleague they feel is a narcissist. So I decided, you know what? I've been hearing this way too much. I'm going to do some research on this. I want to know what a true narcissist is. What are the signs? And then how do you handle this person? And what I found was that the clinical personality disorder definition, I think it's very different than what we think a narcissist is. And some of the signs is very interesting. Now, some of the signs I think we all could have, to be honest. I've seen it in a lot of people. But I think when I tell you the signs, it's going to be a pattern of almost all of them, okay? If someone has one of these things or two of these things, doesn't make them a narcissist, okay? Because we could all, you know, fall by the wayside and have some personality flaws at one time or another. But when they all add up, and when I go over this list, then it will become definitely more clear to you. And then I'll go over some of the ways that you can handle a narcissist. And this will also help you in your personal life, because there is such a thing as feeding it into their narcissism, which will make things worse for you if you don't handle it the right way. So let's start with the definition. And I think it's important to go over the clinical definition. So I'm going to use the Mayo Clinic Research Group definition. And they define narcissistic personality disorder as a mental disorder in which people have an inflated sense of their own importance and a deep need for admiration. Those with narcissistic personality disorders believe that they are superior to others and have little regard for their other people's feelings. But behind this mask of ultra confidence lies a fragile, self-esteem, vulnerable to the slightest criticism. So what I have learned is that narcissists, they often come across as very charming, talented. They have a natural allure to them. They're charismatic. They're great motivators. They could be great leaders, right? They're able to inspire others. They are highly motivated, strong work ethic. However, okay, things start to fall apart with a true narcissist when things do not go their way, or if they lose interest, and if they feel attacked, or if they don't get what they want, they will lash out like a friggin' baby, like a two-year-old. Right? Like if you've kids and when your kids don't get what they want, when they were like two or three, they would scream, kicking and screaming. That's similar to what a narcissist is. So when everything is going great and they get what they want, they're great. They're awesome. They could be likable. But if they feel attacked, oh, they are going to protect themselves. And it's interesting because it really comes from a place of lack of self-esteem. So what are some of the signs of a narcissist? I'm going to go through this list that I read from Psychology Today. According to them, there is 10 signs of a narcissist. They are a conversation hoarder and interrupter. So they like to talk about themselves, their accomplishments, about their personal life. They go on and on and on. Now, this is not to say if anyone says, oh, I won this award, or my boss pat me on the back, or if you want to talk about your accomplishments to, you know, a little bit, that's fine. No one's saying you can't. But when it goes to the 10th degree, that's when you have to watch out for a narcissist. And usually they show very little interest and empathy in you. So if it's not mutual and they just go on and on and on and on about themselves, and then they could give a crap about you and they don't ask about you, and they just don't care. Like they, it's all about them. So when you do talk about yourself or your opinions, they're going to focus it back onto themselves. So that is one sign of a narcissist. They are also a name and status dropper. They do that a lot to remind people of how important they are, right? So they find their self-worth if they, you know this VIP, or I mingle with this person, or I'm working on a high profile project. Now, again, you know, if you meet someone on the street, a VIP, you know, I don't know, Bruce Springsteen or something, and you tell your friend, does it mean that you are a narcissist? I mean, I worked in the music industry. Does that mean I can't talk about the people that I worked with? No. But when it becomes a constant thing and it's blown up and it's exaggerated and it's something that they're constantly talking about, then that is a sign of narcissism. Another sign is they love to be the center of attention. They like to dominate meetings, presentations, email conversations. Again, they want to steal the spotlight. And they will do anything at any cost to do so, which is really interesting too. They would rather put someone down to make themselves feel better. So that is a sign. And this comes to the next one. They take credit for something that they didn't do or steal credit. So if you've had a boss that is taking all your thunder away from you and like taking all the credit, they could be a narcissist. They could steal ideas from you and not give you credit, not give you the recognition that you need. That's another sign. Another very interesting sign of a narcissist is, and as I said it before, they're charming, they're persuasive, but they don't have good follow through. Usually they're really good salespeople. And, you know, I'm starting to think about one person in particular. After doing this research, I started to think about someone that I know who's so charming and so likable. But I really think after going through this, I think they're a true narcissist, which is really, really interesting. And they are in sales, a really good salesperson, but there's like no substance. So, you know, they're really good at coming up with ideas. Like grandiose ideas, but not really coming through with those ideas and breaking promises. So that person I was thinking about, they jump from job to job like every 2 years. Very suave, very charismatic, but now it's all coming into play. Narcissists like to break rules and social norms. Which means like they think that they are entitled to like special treatment. They're above, they're beyond everyone. They should get VIP treatment. They like to buck the system. They'll even like falsify reports. They'll do unethical things. We're not talking like you're an outlier. Like we know corporate America, they have a certain set of rules, right? And you kind of have to, you don't have to conform to them. I'm not talking about you being yourself, right? And not just going along with groupthink and all that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a narcissist that is willing to do something illegal and have no regard for any kind of rules to get ahead. That's a narcissist. It's not about looking different, acting different. No, that's not being authentic to yourself. That's not what narcissism is. Okay. That's not what it is. Now, as I said before, if they feel attacked, if they're very sensitive to criticism, I mean, this is a huge sign, being very sensitive to criticism. And they also blame others for their failings. They're master gaslighters. I mean, they will gaslight you. They will do anything at the expense of others to protect their ego, to protect their reputation. They will twist things. And by the time they're done with you, right, they will squash you and you will feel like a minuscule person. You feel like you've done something wrong. That's how good they are of convincing someone that it's not them, it's you. And it's really frustrating, very, very frustrating. Another sign is passive aggressive tendencies. They will participate in a lot of negative gossip, a lot of hostile joking, but then they'll just say, oh, just kidding. Like, it's almost like, oh, a microaggression. Oh, just kidding, right? Like, oh, that joke. Oh, I didn't mean it. And look, I'm not saying you can't joke around. Not everything is black and white. So when I say this, you're going to say, oh, this is ridiculous. We could all joke around. Doesn't make you a narcissist. That's not what I'm saying. This is a pattern, okay, of, you know, joking to veil something that they want to say. It's passive aggressive behavior, okay? They will exclude someone. They will backstab you. The list goes on and on. And then also, you know, as I mentioned before, they feel superior, but yet at the same time, though they show their superiority, they really feel inferior, which is really, really interesting. And they really like to spread negative emotions to gain attention and feel powerful, because their goal is to keep you insecure and off balance so they stay in power. They want you to feel little so they could feel strong, in a sense, or almighty and powerful, like the Oz. So those are some of the signs. And also they'll like sabotage your work. And a lot of times too, and this is how people get into thick water, is since they don't care about doing something unethical, they will pressure you with their charismatic nature to do something unethical that you normally wouldn't do. And we could all say, oh, I would never do anything unethical. Of course we wouldn't do anything unethical. But when you're dealing with a narcissist, they have a way to manipulate you to do things you normally wouldn't do. So very, very, very powerful. And also it's interesting, they get very jealous of you if you have, you know, high accomplishments. They will not congratulate you at all. They will not be proud. They will just be jealous. So if you work with someone and you feel like, what the heck is going on here? I'm doing all these great things, but they're doing everything to keep me down. They could be a narcissist. Now, I gave you a full list of all these things. As I said before, each and every one of us may have some of those characteristics, okay? Every so often, doesn't make us a narcissist. You've got to have like most of them, like all of them. It's a pattern. It's a whole aura of, it's from day to day to day. It's really protecting oneself from criticism. It's feeling when you feel attacked, these narcissists, they will just go after you like a pariah. That is a narcissist. And that's kind of what, after going through all the research, I think that was the overarching theme that I got, is that because of their low self-esteem, they need to feel empowered, that they will do everything to protect that. So if you go against that, or if you make them feel insecure in any kind of way, they're going to do anything and everything to protect that at all expense. And it could be at your expense. So how do you handle a narcissist? Well, the first thing is obviously, if you want to leave, you could leave your job, right? But maybe you love your job, right? Maybe you want to stay. It's like, why should I leave because my boss is a jerk off? Or maybe why should I leave because this employee is making my life miserable? I like everyone else. I like the company. I love my work. So yeah, you can maybe go to a different department and you can leave, but you're in the thick of this. What do you do? What do you do? So one of the best ways, and this is for anything, I'm a big proponent, no matter whether a person is a narcissist or not, is to get everything in writing, okay? Any kind of instructions at work, ask them to email it to you, because what can happen with a narcissist is they're going to say, I never said that. I didn't say it like that. I didn't tell you to do that. That's all I'm going to say is cover your ass. That's the best way I could describe it to you. Documentation, documentation, documentation to protect yourself, because a narcissist can bring you down. They can ruin your reputation. So you must do everything in your power to protect yourself. Now, you may want to fight back with a narcissist, right? You're going to stand up to them. According to experts, they say avoid a fight at all costs, because fighting with a narcissist just makes it worse. When I say fight, like sticking up for yourself, arguing with them, I'm not saying a fist fight, okay? Verbal. Usually with a normal person that's not a narcissist, you can have a nice dialogue. I don't want to call it a fight, but you can escalate. You can have a conversation, tell them how you feel. With a narcissist, that is really not, possible, because again, they feel attacked. So they're going to twist that and if you start in with them, they're going to go after your weak spot and totally exploit it. So you want to take that power away and do everything that you can and not give them the satisfaction of giving into them with a verbal combat fight, because you're just wasting your time and it's going to get worse. Also, realize what they're doing to you is not personal. They have a mental disorder, right? So as much as I'm going to say this, you're going to say, I'm not going to have compassion for them. Look, if someone had manic depression or clinical depression, would you feel compassion for them? Yeah, you would. This person has a mental disorder, personality disorder. You could have some compassion and realize that it's not personal. As much as you hate to do that because it can make your life miserable, it's almost like not their fault because it is a disorder. So if you could say, wow, this person's going through their life like this, gosh, that's horrible. What a horrible way to live, to be this person, to have this disorder. So if you try to reframe it in a different way and take the onus off yourself, because it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not about you. It's them. But it's impacting you. Yes, it is. Another interesting tip, which I found very interesting, is don't give personal information or opinions to them. Because one day they're going to twist it and use it against you. So let's say you say something about another employee, or you say something about your personal information, one day they will hold it against you. So try to stay all business. Don't engage in any type of gossip. If they try to engage in gossip, walk away. Don't give up any information, because I will tell you, things can go really, really sour. Really, really sour. Now, if you have a colleague that is a narcissist, it's great to have someone with you when you talk to them to have a witness. Because again, things can go really sour. And the same thing with your boss, like try not to be alone with them if possible. And if it's a boss, I mean, obviously it's hard to avoid them. I mean, avoiding contact with a narcissist is highly desirable, obviously. Why put yourself through that? So if it's a colleague and you don't have to work closely with them, just avoid them. If it's a boss, you know, just keep plugging away. And know your legal rights, because narcissists will, they will push the legal limits. So you want to make sure you don't go into that trap of them telling you that something is legal and manipulating you and saying that if you do this, oh, it's legal. If you question them, oh, it's legal. It's legal. Don't worry about it. So know if something doesn't seem right, then it's probably not right. And you need to report it. You need to do research and, you know, figure out a way to get around that. Also, managing your own ego and expectations is really, really important. And for God's sake, do not call them a narcissist. Do not call them a narcissist, because you know what's going to happen? They're going to say you're the narcissist, which is really interesting. That's what usually happens. Actually, what's going to happen is they're going to call you a narcissist before you call them one, which I find fascinating. That was one of the fascinating things that I found out about this, is that narcissists love to call other people narcissists, which is interesting. Very, very interesting. And then detaching, and again, reframing. Try to detach yourself from it. It's not your fault. Reframe your thinking. Set boundaries, as many boundaries as you can. And then, you know, if things get really bad and you've got no options, heck, say goodbye. Get another job. Get another job. Go to another department. But yeah, it's difficult. And, you know, they're disguised as someone, you know, at first they may seem like the greatest person ever, this narcissist, because again, they're charismatic, very charismatic. But once things start to unravel, which they can, that's when things get kind of crazy and you're dealing with this person with a personality disorder. So I hope this helps. It's helped me, so I can help my clients better to understand what a true narcissist is, because I do think that people are very quick to call someone a narcissist when they're really, truly not. You know, a lot of times when someone's like overly confident, or, you know, they seem a little cocky, I hate to use that word, but first word that came to my mind, you think they're a narcissist, and that's not necessarily true. That's not necessarily true at all. So I hope this brought clarification to you of what a narcissist truly is from a clinical perspective. What are the signs? And you may be listening to this and say, oh my gosh, holy crap. My boss has every single one of these signs of a narcissist. And now you may find out that, oh my gosh, they are a narcissist. Or you may be listening to this because you absolutely think that your boss is a narcissist. And now you realize, you know what? They're really not. They're just a little flawed. They're not perfect like all of us, right? Yeah. And then I hope some of these tips help you. Again, this is from some of the studies that I looked at from psychologists. And I hope it was helpful. And I would love to know your thoughts. Please reach out to me. Please, please, please reach out to me and let me know what your thoughts are. If you've gone through this, if you had, you know, went through this and you handled it a certain way and it came out great or bad or whatever your experience was, I would love to know. So until next time, don't forget, happy career, happy life.